there. Rainey is with me, the CEO of iLearn. Is it Rain or Rainey, Richard?
It's Rain.
Okay.
Don't worry, you're not the only person who gets it wrong.
Of course, right. Good chatting to you, Richard. Thanks for your time. What we need to get right, of course, is to ensure that the skills that that is required for the new industries cropping up are actually met. Otherwise, there'll be an oversupply on the one side, vacuums on the other. And this is where you come in, right?
Absolutely, yes. Well, I have a business that teaches people various skills to be more productive and more employable.
Okay, so what then, you know, by and large, are these skills required for this new generation of people?
So I want to just take a second and highlight chances of breaking into the job market. However, it is very competitive, taking into account these conditions, business conditions that we operate in. So, but having said that, with more and more, there are accessible and very affordable learning environments millennials can embark on that are perhaps more self-driven in taking responsibility and upskilling themselves so that they can stand out in a highly competitive job market and boost their chances of launching a more successful career. And I believe that, and maybe I am biased because of the nature of the work that we do, but I really do believe that education is the key to unlocking someone's potential to boosting their career and their chances of a better, more meaningful work environment.
Yeah.
So, having said that,
No, carry on. I said that's critically important. So carry on, yeah.
Yes. So I think some of the advantages, about looking at taking control of your situation as a millennial, ensuring that you are in fact at the forefront of your academic intellect and knowledge so that when companies are in fact looking for suitable people, you have what it takes. And so I think being proactive, making choices to learn, recognized qualifications, you become far more employable to future employers. And I think by committing to upskilling yourself, you demonstrate your drive and your attitude to seek out new opportunities and want to be successful. And I think that the very nature of having the attitude of investing your own professional development really shows a potential employer what you're prepared to do in their future organization. And while I know there's often the complaint that learners or job seekers, often say that companies are always looking to employ people that already have work experience. And the learners or the graduates are often saying, well, how do they get the work experience if they aren't given the opportunity? So I think, companies use these days, I think, attitude, self-belief, drive, and sort of a high-performance culture to really determine whether that person is going to be successful, even if they have no work experience, and really is what they can go by.
All right, so and your thoughts then in terms of, you just made reference to some reports even just a few days ago in terms of jobs and, so many graduates, in fact, are still unemployed. So who's doing what then to change these systems to ensure the type of people required to meet the demands of the millennial demand and what that means, the type of careers, who's doing what about it, number one, are people successful at that?
Yeah, so I think what people need to realize is that through things like Black Economic Empowerment Codes, there are significant incentive schemes for companies and in some way are forced to provide skills development and learning opportunities for both the employees and those outside of the organization. So what is a critical metric is that every business who wants to score well on their BEE scorecard is that they have to provide training to unemployed candidates and specifically through a product like a learnership. So a learnership is a one-year work and learning a product or construct where the learner gets the opportunity to be employed for a year, and within that year, on completion, will gain a recognized local qualification. So for companies, whilst they may be, measured and forced or encouraged to have to do this, it's actually a fantastic way for companies to build a talent pipeline and to sort of more accurately sort and select candidates that have had experience within their business and within their industry. So for the learner, similarly, they get that step in the door to be able to actually get an opportunity to gain some work experience and become more employable. So, but you know, there are other self-paced learning options, be it through UNISA or INTEC or, you know, those sort of colleges. But there's also...
Okay, well, that's where we're going to leave it, Richard. Richard Rain, the CEO of iLearn. So it's a small letter I and then Learn. And you can check them out on Facebook as well as on Twitter, iLearn. As a very important in terms of the challenges that this millennial generation, they need and they face rather to develop the skills that the trade needs so that they can be hired. Otherwise, well, you'll have skills, but nobody wants it. Very important issues. It does that therefore talk about decision-making and the correct decision-making. So we'll get that, the top five decisions made by our next guest, so that you can learn about the decisions you're going to make right after this. 106.